Hello, and welcome back to your GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most important and most frequently examined topics in the entire OCR physics specification, velocity. This is topic 1.4, and it sits right at the heart of the forces in motion unit. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. It's just speed, right? How complicated can it be? And that right there is exactly the kind of thinking that costs students marks every single year. Velocity is not just speed. And by the end of this 10-minute episode, you are going to know the difference so well that you could explain it in your sleep. We're going to cover the core concepts, work through the key equations, talk about how to read and interpret motion graphs, and then I'll give you my top exam tips and a quick-fire quiz to test yourself. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Let's start with the most fundamental distinction in this entire topic, the difference between a scalar quantity and a vector quantity. A scalar quantity has magnitude only. That means it's just a number with a unit. Speed is a scalar. If I tell you a car is traveling at 30 meters per second, that's a speed. It tells you how fast, but nothing about which direction. A vector quantity has both magnitude and direction. Velocity is a vector. If I tell you a car is traveling at 30 meters per second due north, that's a velocity. The direction is essential. This distinction matters enormously in the exam. The OCR mark scheme will award one mark specifically for stating that velocity is a vector quantity with both magnitude and direction. If you just write velocity is speed with direction without mentioning magnitude, you may not get the mark. Be precise. Now, linked to this is the difference between distance and displacement. Distance is a scalar. It's the total length of path traveled. Displacement is a vector. It's the straight line distance from start to finish, including direction. Imagine you walk 4 meters north and then 3 meters east. Your distance traveled is 7 meters, but your displacement, that's 5 meters northeast, calculated using Pythagoras. Examiners love to test this distinction, especially when objects change direction. Now, let's talk about motion graphs because these come up in almost every exam paper. First, the distance time graph. The gradient of a distance time graph gives you the speed of the object. A steeper gradient means faster speed. A horizontal line, that means the object is stationary. It's not moving. The distance is not changing. And if the line curves, the speed is changing. For higher tier candidates, you need to be able to draw a tangent to the curve at a specific point and calculate its gradient to find the instantaneous speed at that moment. Second, the velocity time graph. This is where it gets really rich. The gradient of a velocity time graph gives you the acceleration. So if the line slopes upward, the object is accelerating. If it slopes downward, it's decelerating. And here is a critical point that trips up so many candidates every year. A horizontal line on a velocity time graph does not mean the object is stationary. It means the object is traveling at constant velocity. The velocity is not changing, so the acceleration is zero. But the object is still moving. The other key skill with velocity time graphs is calculating the area under the line. The area under a velocity time graph gives you the displacement. For a straight line graph, you'll be calculating the area of a triangle or a trapezium. For higher tier, the area might be under a curve, and you may need to count squares or use the trapezium rule. Now let's move on to the equations of motion, sometimes called the Suvet equations. These are your mathematical toolkit for solving problems involving constant acceleration. The five variables are S for displacement in meters, U for initial velocity in meters per second, V for final velocity in meters per second, A for acceleration in meters per second squared, and T for time in seconds. The key equations you need are 5 equals U plus A times T. Use this when you don't know displacement. S equals U times T plus 1/2 times A times T squared. Use this when you don't know final velocity. V squared equals U squared plus 2 times A times S. Use this when you don't know time. This one is particularly popular with examiners. And S equals 1/2 times the sum of U and V multiplied by T. Use this when you don't know acceleration. My strategy for using these equations. Write down your known values first. List what you know. U equals, V equals, A equals, S equals, T equals. Then identify which one is unknown. Then select the equation that contains exactly those four variables. Substitute carefully and always check your units before you start. Speaking of units, this is a very common source of lost marks. If a question gives you a speed in kilometers per hour, you must convert to meters per second before using any equation. to convert from kilometers per hour to meters per second, divide by 3.6. For example, 72 kilometers per hour divided by 3.6 equals 20 meters per second. Write this conversion step in your working. Examiners can award a method mark even if your final answer is wrong.
Right, let's talk exam technique because knowing the physics is only half the battle.
Tip number one, always read the command word carefully. If the question says state, give a brief factual answer, one or two words or a short phrase. If it says explain, you must say why or how and use the word because to link cause and effect. If it says calculate, show every step of your working, use the correct formula, and include units in your final answer. If it says determine and refers to a graph, draw your working directly on the graph, draw a triangle for a gradient, shade the area for displacement. Examiners give credit for evidence of methods shown on the graph.
Tip number two, negative velocity does not mean slowing down. This is one of the most common misconceptions I see. Negative velocity simply means the object is moving and the object is moving in the opposite direction to the defined positive direction. An object can have a negative velocity and be speeding up. Always check whether the question defines a positive direction.
Tip number three, for higher tier, when you see a curved line on a distance time graph and the question asks for instantaneous speed, you must draw a tangent. Use a ruler, place it so it just touches the curve at the required point without cutting through it. Then draw a large right angle triangle under your tangent line and calculate rise divided by run. The bigger your triangle, the more accurate your answer.
Tip number four, check your axes every single time. I cannot stress this enough. A horizontal line means completely different things on a distance time graph versus a velocity time graph. On a distance time graph, horizontal means stationary. On a velocity time graph, horizontal means constant velocity. Mixing these up is one of the most common errors in the entire paper.
Tip number five, for a 6-mark question, spend about 6 to 7 minutes. Use the mark allocation as a guide. Each mark typically requires a distinct, separate point. Don't write one long sentence and expect full marks.
Okay, time to test yourself.
I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready?
Question one, what is the difference between speed and velocity? Speed is a scalar quantity with magnitude only. Velocity is a vector quantity with both magnitude and direction.
Question two, what does the gradient of a velocity time graph represent?
Acceleration.
Question three, what does the area under a velocity time graph represent?
Displacement.
Question four, a car travels at 90 kilometers per hour. What is this in meters per second? 90 divided by 3.6 equals 25 meters per second.
Question five,
on a distance time graph, what does a horizontal line represent? The object is stationary.
Question six,
which Chouvet equation would you use if time is not given and not needed? V squared equals u squared plus 2as.
How did you do? If you got all six, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review that section.
Let's bring it all together with the key points to take away from today.
One, velocity is a vector. It has magnitude and direction. Speed is a scalar. Magnitude only.
Two, displacement is a vector. Distance is a scalar. They are different, especially when direction changes.
Three,
on a distance time graph, gradient equals speed and horizontal means stationary.
Four, on a velocity time graph, gradient equals acceleration, horizontal means constant velocity, and area under the graph equals displacement.
Five, for Chouvet problems, list your known variables first, identify the unknown, then choose the right equation.
6. Always convert units before substituting into equations.
Kilometers per hour divided by 3.6 gives meters per second.
7.
Negative velocity means moving in the opposite direction, not necessarily slowing down.
You've got this.
Velocity is one of those topics that rewards practice more than almost anything else. So, work through past paper questions, draw those graphs, and use those equations until they feel automatic.
Thank you so much for listening. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.
You're going to smash this exam.